This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When Jay Powell steps up to the lectern later this week for the regular press conferences he does after Fed meetings, and he starts talking about interest rates and accommodation and trade and the global economy, I want you to remember this.
That is my comments. Oh, you know those? Are you a guitar player?
A little bit, but that.
Because, yes, he is the most powerful central banker in the world, but he is also, as I learned when I went to see him at the Federal Reserve a year ago, a guitar player.
I have a lot of guitars.
Plays it, in fact, in his office.
It's a good break.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, what are they going to do? Who's going to come in here and tell me I can't, right?
So, with that as background, a couple of minutes now on how the Fed does what it does, keeping unemployment low and inflation under control, lest we have a recession. Traditional Fed watchers like to say that the Fed has a toolkit that it uses. We, though, try not to be traditional Fed watchers. So, knowing as we now do that Jay Powell's a guitar player, imagine him, if you would, sitting in his office, writing a song, a catchy little number, I think, called...
The position of the economy is as close to our objectives as it's been in a long time.
He's going to start with a basic element. It could be all he needs, really, probably a guitar line, knowing Jay Powell. A good first tool in a songwriter's toolkit. There is, of course, an economic policy tool corollary for when the Fed wants to get the economy moving.
The most basic way they do that is by lowering interest rates.
That's Naranya Kocher-Lakota. He used to run the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Nowadays, he teaches economics at the University of Rochester.
So by lowering interest rates, that means that people are going to be saying to themselves, "And wow, interest rates are really low right now. I'm going to spend and spend my money instead of putting it in the bank. Or it's really cheap to borrow to buy a car or buy furniture, and I'm going to do that."
But just like a guitar line can't carry a whole song, interest rates can't do it all by themselves.
The problem is that you can't make interest rates go below zero. In fact, the Fed was unwilling to have them go below a quarter percentage point in the last rate recession.
So what if Jay Powell wants this song or this economy to have a little more oomph? He's going to need another tool, right? Maybe he's going to throw in some bass. Or in central banker ease, maybe they've lowered interest rates as far as they can, but the economy still isn't picking up.
They would have to turn to something else. So what would that something else be?
I don't know.
That something else would be what's called quantitative easing, or what the Fed really prefers to call large-scale asset purchases.
You'll remember this from the Great Recession, QE1 and QE2 and all of that. What it means in plain English is that the Federal Reserve goes out and buys long-term government bonds, which pushes interest rates down.
That's a much more direct way to try to influence, for example, the interest rate you would pay for a mortgage.
Imagine you're thinking about making some big economic decisions, but you've heard all this talk about how maybe there's going to be a recession. And then, oh, look, 30-year mortgage rates just went down.
So if people have lower mortgage rates, they're going to go out and try to buy more houses. You'll see more impetus to building houses, get more hiring going on. You know, now we're going to get into more esoteric tools.
Let's say Jay Powell, songwriter and central banker, wanted to add a little extra melody here. Piano might be a good choice. There's another tool the Fed has at its disposal. They used it during the Great Recession, something called forward guidance.
So that's the other tool the Fed might have, is to say, look, we've cut our short-term interest rate, but now let's tell you about how long it's going to stay low. And we might also tell you a little bit about, boy, we won't raise it again until unemployment falls very low.
There is one more tool that Jay Powell and the studio musicians at the Fed rely on. Its contribution is more rhythm than melody, if we can take this metaphor just one last step. The faith that markets and the rest of the economy have in the Fed's credibility. That they know how to help the economy and how to do it the right way.
If people start to think, well, the Fed can't help the economy, then they start to worry about how bad the next recession could be. That makes the Fed's job actually harder in any recession, because people think, well, today's bad, the future could be even worse, and that leads them to cut back on spending even more.
We should say here that just as songs can be written lots of different ways, this should not be considered an exclusive list of the tools Jay Powell and the Fed have at its disposal. Kind of depends, just like music, on the mood the economy's in.